It is, and this is a concert that sort of plays on the idea that a lot of people, their first contact with classical music was through Warner Brothers cartoons. There were some real classic Bugs Bunny cartoons that deal with classical music in one way or another. You've got What's Opera, Doc, which is the Wagnerian one with Elmer Fudd singing Kill the Wabbit. And then you've got The Rabbit of Seville, which was the takeoff on The Barber of Seville. And one of my favorites is Long-Haired Hare, which is the one where Bugs gets in a fight with his neighbor, who is a opera singer, and the opera singer ends up not faring too well in the end. But all of these, you know, really were kind of homages to the music that they utilized, be it Rossini or Wagner or Strauss or others. And what they've done with this concert is they are showing the cartoon. So when you go, you will see Long-Haired Hare and What's Opera, Doc. And at the points where the music is played, George Daugherty, who is the guy who organized all this, and the Philharmonic will be playing that music, which is really quite a challenge for the orchestra to play accompanying a cartoon.
And these Pops concerts are kind of a gateway drug to other classical music.
That's right. You know, just kind of, I mean, it really fits in thematically very well with the idea of a Pops concert, and that it kind of introduces, you know, can introduce people to the orchestra. And, you know, even if you, you know, are already a fan, you know, there's still a lot of joy in this stuff. I mean, I remember feeling redeemed when I was in college, when I went to a performance of Barber of Seville, and reading the director's notes, his first line was something like, "I cannot hear the overture to the Barber of Seville without thinking about Bugs Bunny." And I was like, okay, I'm not an idiot. You know, it's a lot of people were introduced to this music this way and still enjoy it, as well as enjoying, you know, the music in its original form.
And there's an original production this weekend being staged by Actors Guild of Lexington.
It is an original production, and it is based on a story that will be very familiar to a lot of people. It's based on the Prodigal Son, and the play is called Gone Astray, and it was written by Walter May, who is a well-known figure here in Lexington Theater as both a writer and actor. He's played in numerous shows really around the region. He's also acted in Cincinnati and in Horse Cave and other stages around the area. But a few years ago, he wrote this play, and it is an adaptation of the Prodigal Son story to Eastern Kentucky. So you have the story of a father whose son went off and has come back because he kind of blew it, and he has no other options. And so we kind of see how that plays out in the context of an area that is familiar to a lot of us.
And I guess maybe it's the jewel in the crown for art fairs, summer art fairs. Woodland Park in downtown Lexington hosts its annual fair this weekend.
It is, once again, going to be in Woodland Park, as it has always been. And every year they try to change it up and do a few things differently. One thing that they are doing is trying to bring in some new artists to the fair by giving them booths kind of under their big tent that will highlight them, and as well as the artists that are very familiar to folks. You know, obviously it's a huge art market, a huge chance to see and buy art, as well as enjoy other things that are going to be out there too. One thing that will be out there will be members of the group Windsync, which is a wind quintet that is in town as sort of a prelude to the Chamber Music Festival of Lexington, and they will be playing out there on Saturday afternoon. So, you know, people who are at Woodland at that time will get to participate in two events simultaneously.
Rich Copley, thanks for your time.
Thank you.